Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for joining the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening live, via cell phone, landline, however you're listening to the show, thank you guys for tuning in this morning, and welcome. 516-531-9483 is the number of the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to today's show. And if you'd like to leave your comments or give your opinion on today's show, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the air. Again, 516-531-9483. Now, today's show is brought to you by Frank Williams Realty. For all of your real estate needs, whether you're buying, selling, or know someone buying or selling, call Frank Williams Realty. They'll help you or anyone that you may know from start to finish with the sale or buy of a new home or property. Again, that's Frank Williams Realty, 678-549-0274, or you can reach me at my office, 404-965-9689. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Now, before I get into the show, I just wanted to say a couple of things about, the way things are here in Georgia. We're in Georgia, and I'm broadcasting out of Georgia. But the guns here, just like any other state, are outrageous. The politics here, just like any other state, are outrageous. The murder rate here, just like any other state, is not good. The wars that are here, just like any other state, are not good. The young kids that are not being watched, not being parented, and are looking at securing guns and looking at spread violence or doing something violent to a people who are either not the same race as they are, don't have the same political views that they do, and don't have a gun. Okay? And that last part about other people that don't have a gun, they're outmatched. Okay? Who totes a gun? Well, every now and then you see someone with a gun on their hip in the grocery store. But who carries a gun into the grocery store? Who does that? Who carries a gun in the school? Who does that? And who lets politics get in the way of gun control? The politicians do. Everywhere. Everywhere. And these kids are murdering people. If you want to kill and murder people, get your ass in the armed services. Take your ass over to Afghanistan, Iraq, or wherever it is, and go over there and see if you can kill some people. That's what they do. That's what they do. They do that in the thoughts that they'll keep America safe. Well, that's not true because, people come here with no problem getting in the country, and they come here and cause problems when they get into the country. And I'm not saying you got to lock everyone out of the country. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is we need to vet these people when they come into the country. We need to vet these people who are trying to buy guns. These young kids who are trying to buy guns. What do you need an assault rifle for? What do you need an assault rifle for? That's exactly what it's for. An assault on someone. Or an assault on some people with where you got so much ammunition that the other people don't have a chance. An assault rifle is just what it's called, an assault rifle. I know people who have come to me and brag about having these assault rifles. Now, you can buy an assault, you can get assault rifles in the United States. But you shouldn't be able to get an assault rifle if you haven't had a background check. If you've been a felon, if you've been even had a misdemeanor on your record. It's according to what kind of misdemeanor that is, what kind of felony you've had before you can get a gun. Politics plays such a big role in gun violence and guns in the United States today that it isn't even funny. Our dumbass governor here in Georgia have written and passed a bill that allows you in Georgia to obtain a weapon without having a license for it, without doing a background check. How in the hell is that going to cut down on our gun violence? And it's not. And you think about these kids who are doing this. And that's what it is, these kids. This kid was only 18 years old. Why is he going into an elementary school and shooting? Okay, how does your kid be in your household, crazy as hell? Yeah, I said it, crazy as hell, and buying guns, and you don't know about it. You don't see it. And I understand. I mean, you can't watch every tweet they put out. You can't watch every Instagram post they put out. You can't watch every Facebook post they put out. You can't watch them 24 hours a day. That's you can't do it. But you can bring them up. You can teach them that guns and mixed with people aren't good. Now, I understand people go out there and hunt for hobbies and for trophies and things like that. And there are laws against hunting at a certain time of the year, shooting in this area, shooting in that area, but you can't watch it all. You can put the rules out there and you can pop people and you find people here and there who aren't doing right. But there's so many other people who are doing right that you don't want to take it away from them. But they've done it right. They've secured their guns by having a background check. Okay? So I wanted to carry a weapon. I have a license to carry a weapon. I carry a weapon to protect myself, to protect my family if I have my family with me. And that's simply because of the way these United States have turned over the past few years, past decade or two decades. When I was coming up, guns were not, you were not able to tote your gun. And you didn't have to have a license to tote your gun. You didn't have to do a background check to get a gun. But the violence, the gun violence was not widespread at that time. We didn't have all the gun violence at that time. Why? Because people were educated on guns. You were told, don't touch that damn gun. Or if you see this gun, don't mess with it. If you do, I'm going to skin you alive. And the discipline of parents and being parents now is a big part of the problem. People aren't parenting. And hopefully tomorrow that's gonna be a show. Parenting. How do you parent these kids? You know, a while back you had kids having kids. And these kids that are having kids, they don't know how to parent because they weren't parented. If they were parented, they probably wouldn't have kids as kids. Y'all with me? Y'all understand? If you were properly parented, growing up, there isn't a handbook for it. It's handed down from generation to generation. And if my mom had found a gun in my possession or a gun in my room, I may not be here today. I may be in, you know, 6 feet under. I may be living with someone else. I may be in another country. I may be in another state somewhere living. But I could not live with her if that had happened to me when I was growing up. Parenting is helping your kids to understand what's right and what's wrong. If you teach your kids right, and right might be something different from you than it is for me. But that's what you teach, what you think is right. Do you think it's right to obtain a gun as a young kid? Do you think it's right for your kid to obtain a gun? Okay? Buy a gun, save his money, buy him a gun, and then start to plot ways or some kind of way to kill someone, to shoot up a school, to shoot up a grocery store, shoot up a supermarket, shoot up a mall, shoot up a church, My God. You know, we don't even know about church, but we'll go into a church and try to kill everybody in the church. And then you walk away and go to jail. You walk away and go to jail and sit in jail and think about it. Sit in jail and talk about it. Now, they want to explore your mind and see what the hell happened to you. What happened to you? What happened to you is you weren't parented. You weren't being watched by your parents. And when you were a baby and you were coming up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, you were watched. You were watched closely and you were watched all the time. That's not happening now. Parents aren't watching their kids. Parents aren't watching some of the things that they do, some of the things that they post, some of the things that they talk about. And I understand we have to work as parents. Yeah, you got to work. You got to put food on the table. You got to take care of these kids. Because if you don't, who is?
Okay. Grandma going to take care of my kids.
Okay, Grandma going to take care of your kids. Grandma already done had kids, parented kids. Sent kids off to college. Grandparents have done their part with kids. They've done their part with you. And you know how you were brought up. And then you go out here and willy-dilly and have a kid or have two kids or have three kids as a young adult. And then what you're going to do, you're going to instill in them what was instilled in you. And that means that if you were parented right, if you were taught right from wrong, you don't know any other way. You don't know the wrong way. You know the right way to bring up your kids. You know the right way. You know what to teach your kids. And all I'm saying is, and then the politics of it all. These folks in Washington, D.C., most of them need to be taken out of office. Some of these senators and stuff been holding office for years and years and years. And some of them old and decrepit. And don't think now. Think now. They think yesteryear. But we can't have that. You got dumbass people like Herschel Walker trying to become a senator. And they've already found out that he's lied about his education. You've already found out that your guy that's trying to get into the office. Someone is trying to get into the office, and he's already known for lying. He's already known for not telling the truth about his education. What the hell do you think he's going to do when it gets to be time to tell the truth? What the hell do you think is going to happen when he stands up there and talks to you and you ask him a question and he lies about it? Will, you already found out that he will by lying about his education. What else has he lied about? What else is he going to lie about? And then murder. Murdering people is a crime, felony, requires years in jail, if not your lifetime in jail. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You guys call in, talk to me. Murder, if you murder someone, that's prison time for you. Unless they find out that it's somehow self-defense. Defending yourself, defend your family. You know, they talk about shooting people at your house. Can't shoot. If they come in your house, then you can shoot them. Well, if you come to my house and you kick my door in, I'm going to blast your ass. What makes you want to kick my door down? What makes you want to kick my door down? Either you want something that I have inside, or you want to hurt someone that's inside. I didn't invite you here. I didn't invite you in. You had to break in. You had to kick my door in. You want to claim violence on my family. You want to claim violence on me. Okay? That's what you want to do. That's what you want to do. And if you don't do it, then it's going to be a problem. Because I'm going to do it. I'm going to crack you open. How about it? Because that's what happened. That's what happened. Hey, guys, I got about 5 minutes left in the show. I'm going to slow it down. I'm going to break it down. We're going to start mashing the brakes. Join me tomorrow, guys. Same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. There's so much to kind of, you know, bring back and make things happen. We got to continue to things happen the way we want them to happen, guys. And the only way to do that is to vote these folks out of office. Join me tomorrow. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. Thanks, guys.
They fucked around a few times, hun. I'm